We have to regain our credibility, you guys. And you are the PowerPoints. I don't do PowerPoint. PowerPoint makes you brain dead. You're the PowerPoints because you've claimed that power. So you're the PowerPoints. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to exercise that power? Because we will spiral into irrelevancy. I mean, I can go on and on about... John has done a great tech report. Not every station is equal in its capacity. Not every station is equal in its capacity for immediate response if something happens, emergency response. I came in here and that was one of my burning questions. If the grid goes down, can you stay on the air? Kind of essential. Do you have rapid response teams in place at each station to send them out? You know, Tony and I have started to talk about that. Tony Riddle, the great new GM at WBAI. I'm like, well, if we ever open the doors and get some outsiders in, we might be able to collaborate on some rapid response teams for news. But if it's always going to be, oh, no, it's just our way and our people and only our people can do it. Yeah, you're going to be left in the dust because a lot of other people are collaborating on how to get the news out if the grid goes down. You know, we're not even capital-wise either. Each station has different capacities. That needs to level out. There's so many backroom efficiencies we can be doing. So I'm going to go into basically the bridge, which I talked about, because everything that fuels the oak tree, consider that what's really fueling this oak tree? You know, how do you get the oak tree to grow? Well, there's rain. You know, you got oak trees need rain. They really don't need manure, but, you know, we'll say they do.
Well, we have that.
But we're heating up. We're a little bit in global warming in our little biosphere called Pacifica. We've had all this motion, what I call motion creep, also instruction creep, call it policy creep. When instructions, this came from instruction creep. When instructions increase in number and size, they are unmanageable. And what this comes down to, you guys, ultimately, is resources. And yes, there are human resources, but there's financial resources as well. Because we've got everybody on air flogging our air. For how you heard Dwayne, he's only on 66 days. What how many days of the year is, you know, WBAI or KPFA on? Or KPFK? WPFW. Flogging our air, causing so much tune out. Y'all may think that they're interesting, the pledge drives, but they're really not. To your listener, they're listening to pledge drives on other stations as well. So they're trying to find relief. Who's not on pledge? I would counter program my pledge drives when I was running KLW to both KQED and KPFA. And I preferred to go head to head with KQED because I knew that for the KPFA listener, I was relief when A would go into drive. And if you think other stations in your markets aren't counter programming that way, get real. They are. So we've exhausted our air. Incredible exhaustion out there with the listeners. We've exhausted the giving in a time. Now, you know, we're not responsible for the subprime meltdown, and I don't think it's fair to say that the subprime meltdown is the reason why we are in the financial condition we're in. That's just not fair. You don't get to the financial condition that we're in overnight unless you're Bear Stearns. And we're not Bear Stearns. This is a long and slow buildup. And it's cultural. It's cultural in the sense of within the Pacifica culture. I cannot believe in the 10 years and 9 years that I've been gone how big the national office has gotten. I can't believe, I mean, it was really interesting to hear Dwayne say, you know, 20% right off the top. Huh? I'm still trying to figure out what are the services. I'm still trying to figure that out. When I was GM of KPFA, you know, I would balk at a 1% raise. And I think at that time it must have been only 6 or 7% coming off the top. So we have to look at that. You can't just beat up on the stations all the time. It has to be looked at as a whole. What's going on here? What is going on? Before I get into resources, I just want to talk about serving a changed audience. You know, great above the fold article yesterday's New York Times about young people getting their parents to go with Obama. We are serving a changed audience. Not only demographically, in every market where our stations are, we are barely having a majority-minority anymore. It is all mushed up. It is a mashup. In Los Angeles, the amount, you know, in San Francisco County, city and county, 42% Asian. We've got two Pacific Rim stations. What kind of Asian presence do we have? Two Pacific Rim stations. The Pacific Rim is massive. They own our debt. I won't even talk about the Middle East owning our debt. So, you know, we have to look at it and say, are these isolated communities? What are we doing here? You know, young people like my son, you know, he identifies as like Lebanese Saxon. That's how he identifies, if he identifies at all. Mostly he identifies as, I'm an extreme sports person. That's his identity in what he does. And thank God for their change in their brains. Because that's what they judge each other on. Any of you that are around young people know that. They're like, you know, I judge you on what you're doing. What comes out of your mouth. What are your actions? The human race has to kind of morph that way, you guys. So our changed audience is a new audience with a new politic. Why has the progressive blogosphere stolen our lunch? Why are they getting a million unique page views? And collectively, our QM doesn't even come to a million. Our national QM is under a million. And blog sites are getting, you know, a million unique visitors. Why do I find more community on the threads of Daily Kos than I do listening to the radio? These are things we've got to think about because we're not doing it. And, you know, I'm going to get into resource allocation just briefly because I see this as a bridge into this whole finance discussion. But you cannot imagine that a person who's supposed to, like, do all this stuff for Pacifica, and, you know, you should read some of this stuff. Read about souping up a cell phone for maximum multitasking. This is what's going on, all right? This is how they're going to receive you. You should read this stuff. I mean, on my own clipping service, you know, read about how expensive now it isn't to live in Moscow. You know, it's 63% more expensive than here. We're becoming the bargain basement for the world, you guys. That's what's happening. So we have to look long-term at the sustainability. Is it sustainable? Dubai is only 11% more expensive. I think I'm going to Dubai. AT&T to set to offer Qualcomm service to broadcast live video to cell phones. Here we go, live video, 2 minutes, here we go. Here's an article about Houston. Getting beautiful, getting art in it. Houston's so big, three cities can fit in it. Detroit, Manhattan, and one other city. I mean, Houston, whoa. It's growing. It may be a hard market to have a Pacifica station in, but there's a lot of people here, and Austin's just right up north. We've got a whole new progressive feeling in Texas, don't we, Doc?
The movement is on.
You know? Look at this. Look at this about, you know, we talk about these nonprofits and all our affinity stuff. We do these mail drops where we buy these very expensive lists with supposedly affinity organizations. So here we have the ACLU and state branch spar over tapes. This could read like Pacifica. It's about ACLU in South Carolina. And then you have lawmaker must pay $1 million in legal fees. Why? Because he tape recorded somebody without their knowledge and used it. Yeah, sounds like Pacifica. I don't clip this stuff just for my own. I clip it because I care. I clip it whether I'm working or not because I don't want to be square. I'm sad that there's not more contemporary thinking in Pacifica. You know, I said to Domingo on our first week, I was like, you know, Domingo, I don't think they have the contemporary skill sets needed. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you know, people go on and on, new media. I said, anybody that knows doesn't even call it new anymore. You know, if you have to talk about these are all the things we're going to do and not just do it, we need to contemporize the skill sets of all our people in Pacifica. We need to get the youth in to train us, not to train them. We have to have them train us. How do you guys use it? What's cool? What's Twitter? Show us what Twitter is. And how can Pacifica be part of Twitter? This is what we need to do, not patronize them. That we have some great, august body of knowledge that we will pass down. The best thing we can pass down is our beautiful archive. And that collection of voices that wraps some historical context around the struggles they see now in the streets. Yes. That is the best thing we can do. Because the historical context has been taken out of their brains through the education system and the corporate media. It has been purposefully taken out of their brains. We've got it. That's us. That's what we can give them, is that historical context. And that's one of the little baby steps we're going to do for convention coverage. Because when we are in there covering the conventions, and I want you to know, we are doing it on nothing. I really want to commend Nathan for doing the logistics and putting out this. We are staying in a youth hostel in Denver, you guys, $19 a head, and we have to bring our own towels. That's what your team is going to do. No fancy food. No fancy hotel. And I said to those who rolled their eyes on it, I said, okay, you want to get a hotel room, fine with me. We'll defray it by $19. That'll be our contribution to it. You know, I made sure that if we need ADA access, we called the youth hostel. They're like, well, we do have one step. They said, we can put plywood. Great. We then called, you know, one of our people that is in a wheelchair who will be very critical to this coverage. What a great spirit. The person's like, oh, I've done worse. I can do that, no problem, if you guys are around to help. That's the spirit we're trying to get together. That's the spirit. All three conventions, lean and mean, in the only way we can do it. And the way we're going to do it on the web, maybe, hopefully, is just a live blog and 1968 Revisited. Because anybody who comes, who's listening, you know why they're going to come? They're going to come because they want to live blog it. That's what's so great about blogging. I get to talk to you, Thomas, in real time, and you get to answer me back. And it's really fantastic. You know, that's what, and they're going to be listening, and they want to connect about it. That's what the deal is around a live blog. They want to connect around what they're hearing. And what are we going to put right there, 1968 Rewind? Because we have that history. And they'll learn a little bit about the history because they weren't there. And now this stuff isn't brilliant. You've always had, it's like Dorothy in the ruby slippers. You've always had the power. Just click your heels. You can go home. But it all takes money, you guys. And this is my lead in into the finance report. And I got to tell you, the money ain't good. I still haven't figured it out because we don't have clear stuff. And that's an issue. And it's a real issue for the stations. Okay? It's a real issue for the stations. And something's got to happen about that. Okay? And it's not just so easy as, oh, we get access to all their honeypots and we just take it and then throw it at them. No. We have some really smart people at all the stations. We have some good business managers at most of the stations. There's no reason why things can't be clearer. You know, no reason. So I think it's time for me to, that's my spiel, you guys. I want to give this to KPFK. And when we talk, when we talk later about 60th anniversary, about fundraising in hard times, you know, the 60th is our opportunity to come together. The 60th is our opportunity to rebrand Pacifica. When I was at NFCB conference, Afia was there. I can't tell you how poorly attended it was. I have never seen. I had no idea NFCB had shrunk that much. You know, there were less than, what, 10 vendors there? There were just as many consultants as there were everything else. It's contracting, you know. But I said to the affiliate stations, and there were, I guess there were, what, Afia, 10 or 15 maybe there in our meeting?
35.
Not in the meeting. Half of them were Pacifica people. We had some staff there. So, you know, even the 35, if there were actually 35, I said to them, I said, you know how we can collaborate? We can collaborate not only on news and coverage, but we can also collaborate around the 60th. Because this might be a way for you to talk about your connection to Pacifica. And if we're rebranded well, it helps you rebrand. And if we've got a succinct story to tell, it helps you tell your local story. You know, this is important, but it's concrete. It's concrete.
So you can come to my house and do this, I will come
in. No, that goes to the station, Doc. So thank you guys for letting me riff.
Thank you, Nicole. That was inspiring and sobering and great. Next up is going to be a break. I'm going to ask that we abbreviate the agenda, which we have approved, gave us a half-hour break. I'm going to start calling people back after about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. For the National Finance Report and the CFO Report.
Sherry, before we break, are we going to have a chance to give comments about the presentation?
Let me get a sense of the body. Do people want the opportunity now to have a conversation with Nicole for 10 minutes about the information? Do you want a break?
Yeah.
I don't want to do it formally.
We don't need a break. We don't need a break.
Well, thank you, everybody. Six of one and half, what?
Yes, I would like to do that.
I need a nicotine.
How about a 10-minute
break? All right. Nicole's going to run out. Okay, so here's the deal, folks. We're taking a 15-minute break. We're going to come back for a brief Q&A with Nicole, and then we're going into the next segment. So knock yourselves out.